CrimeCanada.ca, main source of crime news and information in Canada. Canadian federal election 2025. Pierre Poilievre loses Carleton's seat despite conservative gains. Table of contents. Conservative Party gains amid mixed electoral outcomes. Federal election. Factors influencing Poilievre's defeat in Carleton. Unsubstantiated claims regarding external political influence looking forward. Pierre Poilievre, who secured a historic victory in the 2022 Conservative Party of Canada leadership race, faced a surprising defeat in the 2025 federal election held on April 28. Despite the Conservative Party achieving its highest vote share in decades and making significant gains in key regions, Poilievre lost his own seat in Carleton to Liberal candidate Bruce Fanjoy. Factors influencing his defeat reportedly included his support for the 2022 Freedom Convoy protests and policy promises to reduce the public service. Although former U.S. President Donald Trump has a history of provocative political commentary, no verified information confirms his claim of responsibility for Poilievre's electoral loss. The 2025 Canadian federal election marked a significant shift in the political landscape, with the Conservative Party securing broad support across several provinces and increasing its overall vote share to a level not seen in decades. This surge contributed to the party's gains in the House of Commons, bolstering their position as a formidable force ahead of the next parliamentary session. Despite this positive trend for the Conservatives, Pierre Poilievre's personal electoral outcome deviated from the party's success. Poilievre, who had risen to prominence after winning the Conservative Party leadership in 2022, was unexpectedly defeated in the Carleton riding. The Liberal candidate, Bruce Fanjoy, secured the seat with a campaign emphasizing local issues and a contrast to Poilievre's national stance. Analysts suggest that several factors contributed to Poilievre's loss, including his vocal support for the 2022 Freedom Convoy protests, which had polarized voters across the country. Additionally, his proposed policies aimed at reducing the size and scope of the public service reportedly alienated constituents dependent on government employment and services. Conservative Party gains amid mixed electoral outcomes, federal election. While Poilievre's defeat was a notable setback, the Conservative Party recorded significant advances elsewhere. The party increased its vote share substantially in key battleground provinces, translating votes into additional parliamentary seats. This improvement was seen as a reflection of growing voter dissatisfaction with the incumbent government and economic concerns such as inflation and public spending. The election results indicated a more fragmented political environment, with voters diversifying their support across multiple parties. Factors influencing Poilievre's defeat in Carleton. Local political observers highlighted the complexity of voter behavior in Carleton. Poilievre's association with the Freedom Convoy protests, which involved large-scale demonstrations against pandemic restrictions and government mandates, proved divisive. Some constituents viewed his support as an endorsement of protesters' grievances, while others perceived it as contributing to political instability. Moreover, his policy proposal to streamline the public sector workforce was met with apprehension by public employees and union members, who feared job losses and reduced services. Unsubstantiated claims regarding external political influence. In the aftermath of the election, certain media outlets circulated unverified claims attributing Poilievre's electoral defeat to external political figures. Former U.S. President Donald Trump was mentioned in connection with these claims, presumably due to his history of controversial remarks regarding North American politics. However, no credible evidence has emerged to support the assertion that Trump or any other foreign political figure influenced the outcome in Carleton. Canadian election officials have reiterated the integrity of the electoral process and the autonomous decision-making of Canadian voters. Looking forward, Poilievre's loss presents a moment of introspection for the Conservative Party's leadership and strategy, especially as the party consolidates its increased presence in Parliament. Meanwhile, Bruce Fanjoy's victory highlights the importance of localized campaigning and addressing constituent concerns in closely contested ridings. As the political environment evolves, parties are expected to reassess policy platforms and campaign approaches in preparation for future elections. In conclusion, the 2025 federal election underscored a complex political scenario in Canada, where the Conservative Party achieved significant gains nationally, but witnessed the unexpected defeat of its leader, Pierre Poilievre, in Carleton. Poilievre's association with contentious issues and policy proposals likely influenced voter decisions in his riding, despite broader conservative successes. The absence of credible evidence linking external political interference reinforces the integrity of the electoral process. Moving forward, both the Conservative Party and its opponents face the challenge of adapting their strategies to address evolving voter priorities and regional dynamics as they prepare for future political contests.